Welcome back, After Buzzers. We're here for tonight's last episode of Shaw's of Sunset, Season 7, Episode 15. Oh, we've got so much to talk about. We've got some exciting news that MJ shares. Gigi loses it. And I feel like we got a lot of closure, right? Mm-hmm. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, our last dance. We better give it all. Yes. We better give it our all. And do a little
bam,
bit of burning.
Bam, bam, bam.
Okay. Hey. 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 Hey.
Hey. All we're going to sing is champagne.
I want to be able to talk, though.
True.
Welcome back, you guys. This is our last episode. I am super excited. But before we begin, I would love my lovely panel to go ahead and introduce themselves.
Hey, everyone. My name is Maite Creo.
Hey, everyone. It's your girl, Nicole Hutchins.
Hey, everyone. It's Danya Marie.
And I am Crystal McLaughlin. Welcome back, you guys. Again, like I said, we have so much to talk about. Overall thoughts about the episode.
You know what? I don't know. Maybe I was emotional today, but I was feeling like everyone's emotions on the show. Mm-hmm. Some laughs, some, you know, sad moments. But overall, I loved it.
Yeah, you were waving.
I was like, hold on,
wave it over here too, because we got very emotional. So yes, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, I think it was a lot packed into one episode. Very exciting. Definitely more exciting than the first part of the reunion. So I think I enjoyed it.
Yeah. I think it delivered and it kind of made up for the last reunion.
Yeah.
The last episode. But then at the same time, there's some tidbits that I wanted them to dig a little bit deeper in, which they didn't. But we'll talk about that.
I felt like they could definitely have done a third episode. Not a full hour, but definitely like something. They could have digged in deeper in certain aspects of the show, right?
Sure. But it was overall, I think, a good balance.
It was so good. There was a lot. Good. It touched on all the stuff that we talked about all season, which was like the drama, right? Like the biggest, I think, the meatiest part of the show. And actually, I thought this was like the best episode they had besides the wedding, of course, because I mean, who doesn't love a good shit show wedding, right? Can I say that word?
Yeah. Oh, you already did.
We're live.
Yeah. We are live.
Oh, we have our live chat up too. So if you want to chime in and join the conversation,
yes,
log in, let us know. I'm reading all of your comments.
Yes.
Kimberly says,
Hey,
I asked, what did you all think about this episode? She said, it still seems like a finale episode.
It does. It definitely does. Mm-hmm. So we opened this episode with some exciting news. MJ and Tommy announced to Vita that they are pregnant.
Yay!
Congrats, MJ and Tommy.
All I could think about was, yes, I'm super excited for her, but I was a little sour because she was here and she didn't tell us.
I know.
Remember? And it was so funny when Gigi said, oh, I knew because she wasn't drinking. That was like the thing that I was like, dang, we should have known. Like, we should have known because she didn't drink when she was here. And we didn't want to be pushy, obviously, because she's the guest. But, you know, if we were at a party, I would have been like, no, you're going to have a shot with me.
Yeah. But I thought just because she was probably watching her figure, I didn't really
get much.
That girl always drinks.
Okay, hold on. Something went flying. My earring. Oh, well. Uh-oh. I'll get it later.
and she was like, and we were nervous, too, while she was here. So I think that's why we weren't concentrating.
Right. Definitely. We heard the heartbeat. It was such a beautiful moment. And, you know, I was just happy that Vita didn't say anything super gnarly. You know what I mean? What did you ladies think about the moment? Did you find that it was special? Did you feel like, I don't know, like it was memorable?
I was expecting more, or at least waiting for more emotion from Vita. And I didn't get, like, that much of it. Like, she was happy for MJ or whatever. But I think I wanted to see a little bit more from her.
Yeah, I think for me, I wasn't surprised that Vita's reaction was just kind of, you know, mellow. Like, oh, congratulations. Yeah. You know, I don't know. That sounded Jamaican. But anyway, but I'm just glad that she was receptive to the news. And, you know, oh, congratulations, you know. So,
at least that.
Yeah. At least, she reacted the way, like you said, as I thought that she would. And it was so funny because then after she was like, and you're wearing those heels. Like,
always something. Always something.
It wouldn't be Vita without her adding something a little bit into it, which was, it was funny.
I think the reason why she was quiet, and I'm glad that you brought it up, was because she was a little uncomfortable. She was like,
it did.
Yeah, it made her a little uncomfortable, but I don't think in a bad way. She's just excited. I felt like she, this was the most quiet that I'd ever seen her. So she was like processing the whole thing, right? So I felt like that's why she was so, she was like, this is great.
She was just sat there for like a few seconds. She was in shock.
But I think it was like a good reaction. Like, she, the reason why she targeted MJ's heels was because it made her feel comfortable. She was feeling a little uncomfortable, and that's why she did it. It wasn't necessarily because, you know, she was trying to throw shade. It was just Vita trying to get back in her element, which is, you know, just be Mama Bear, I guess, if that's what you want to say. But, yeah, I loved that. I loved that moment. I loved that it was Tommy that presented it to her, and I love that MJ sat back and he just watched the entire thing happen, right? He just, he was just like, but listen, listen, listen to the heartbeat. Yeah. Like, he's so excited, like a kid in the candy store. The most beautiful moment. So, yeah. Congratulations, MJ. Yay. So, besides the baby announcement, I also wanted to talk about the relationship between Vita and MJ. A lot of the episode, they talked about, you know, Vita here and, or not, not this episode, but like throughout the season, they talked a lot about Vita and like how she's changed and how she's made a transition for the good. Did you feel like she was authentic in the season or the reunion? I want to say season finale. I guess it is a season finale. But do you feel like she was, I don't know, do you feel like she was genuine in her response to Andy when he asked her, you know, do you, are you happy with the relationship you have now? And so on and so forth. What did you
think? I felt that she was sincere. And I'm glad that Andy brought that up.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, she was like, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Like, it's like she got it. Like, I was looking at her body language as well. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I felt it was genuine.
Yeah.
I think Vita has definitely made a big change. I think, I'm not sure if the passing away of Shams had anything to do with, like, softening her up. Because after that, we see her just, like, melt away into, like, this love with MJ that we've never really seen before. Yeah, and she's kind of carried with it. Like, she hasn't gone away yet, except for the wedding. But, I mean, that's stressful.
Yeah.
So. But actually, she behaved pretty good for that wedding.
I wish they would dig a little bit deeper and talk more about what made them connect so much. Because in past seasons, they've had such a big disconnect to the point where, like, MJ can't have a hold a conversation with her mom without her storming out or anything. So I would want them to, maybe next season, they can just talk a little bit more about how they were able to create this bond just for everybody else that's watching.
I feel like they did, though. They touched on it at some point about her realizing that she had to be, you know, a better mother because Shan passed away.
Right. But then, like, I feel like they also didn't, I don't know, we didn't get to see them. I don't know. I feel like there was, like, something else missing there because I felt like there was a lot of appreciation.
Maybe.
I think there was a lot of it started off with a lot of appreciation about one another.
Yeah.
Like, I appreciate you having you in my life, which is great.
And forgiveness,
and I'm like,
too.
Right, and forgiveness. And yeah. But I don't know. I think I wanted to see how they were able to get past whatever happened in the past and then move forward.
Well, who knows? They might have another show thanks to
Or like if they went to therapy, you know, or something.
That's what I'm saying.
You know?
But like if they can, you know, fix their relationship, that would be like, especially, you know, with that culture, it's like really hard, you know, you're kind of stuck in your way. So that would actually be like an amazing show to watch. I would want to watch it. I'd want to know, especially coming from, you know, that background, you know, not me specifically, but like coming from a background where there's like a lot of cultural differences from being like American and growing up in, you know, in another country, I think that would be an amazing show. Think about that.
Yeah, and Vita is so set in her ways.
Yes,
you can't change someone.
Yes.
What
was the shift?
What was the shift? Because I feel like as they get older, it gets worse. Sorry, Mom.
Oh, of course.
But like, you know, it's just they're so set in their ways that there is no way that you cannot get them to understand where you're coming from.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's what I meant. Like, I just want, I don't know.
Maybe I get what you're saying. Yeah. It was like a big jump.
It was a big jump. Yeah.
And in a good way.
In a good way, yeah. Yes.
No, I definitely mm-hmm. love that. And she still has her little, you know, Vita ways, but, mm-hmm. like, she's come around a lot. And I think, you know, you... That's great that you brought that up, because I think that would be an amazing show. Andy, hello. Hello. We're helping you here. If anybody had a, you know, I always wonder if the cast is watching.
Yeah. And
if you are, you know, you should give them the live feed. But besides that, like, you know, maybe run that across to Andy. I mean, who knows? Maybe you guys will get a show. And then you have to come on and talk about that, right?
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
going to be sure. That's going to be the trade-off. Well, I just feel like Maite has something special to share.
I do. I always have something special to share with you guys. So today, it's extra special. Hey, After Buzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There really is no other network that works better to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you. That's and right. You'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow, because, of course, all of us need to continue to grow. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't be, because they are optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did in the comments, and we will shout you out, not next week, but in our Twitters or IG stories.
Yes,
we will take it upon ourselves to shout you out.
Yes.
So for now, thank you so much for being the best friends and for helping us be the ESPN of TV Talk.
Yes, yay. Absolutely. And if we miss this, like, send us a DM. You guys have our Instagram name, so please feel free.
You and these DMs.
Well, you know, we got...
I kid you not.
Well, I was telling her, there was a fan that reached out, and she was talking to me about the show, and she watches also Southern Charm.
Oh.
And she's a huge fan of ours. So I was like, yeah, girl, we had a full-on conversation over Thanksgiving break, and I was just like, thank you for watching. Like, yeah. I appreciate you. So, yes, I think her name is Lizzie. I'm so bad at this.
We definitely have to shout her out. Yeah.
Let me find her right now. Besides that, now we should definitely get into Gigi, you guys. Gigi. Woo! I don't even know where to begin. Can we say she, I don't want to say hot mess because.
Loch Nessa.
Yeah. I just feel like I don't want to throw shade at her because she's in a sensitive place right now.
Yeah.
And I want to see her progress. And I think she has a big, good heart. I just want to say she kind of, like, reverted back to old ways, and I'm hoping and wishing that, you know, that this doesn't stick around, especially because at the end, when they used Esfahan, she said that she wanted to have more patience and stuff. So I appreciate that she's even aware of that, and you know, I hope that she gets help, and you know, I really wish her the best of luck. But we do have to talk about it, so sorry. that was my nice spiel, but now we got to be real about this. I mean, not that that wasn't real, but, you know, we just got to be honest about her behavior. You know, I was really turned off by the fact that she tweeted so many nasty things to Nima, specifically one that I wrote down that said, basically the F word, Nima in the butt with his sister's hand. And, you know... I don't know about you guys, but, like, I would have a real issue with that. As somebody that I was interested in said something like that, like, that is beyond disrespectful. You say it to – fine, say it to me. You know, if you want – but social media, and you're, like, on this huge platform, and your family's on there, and, like, everybody is seeing this. Like, that's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Not just for her, but, like, for his family, for – you know, his family probably gave him the worst stuff about it, you know, and – what did you ladies think about that?
I don't understand why this wasn't brought up when she was sitting down across from him. Like, why was this brought up when she wasn't there? Like, when she rolled up and she was walking towards everyone after she disappeared and then came back, he just stood there quiet.
Yes.
He didn't say anything, and he didn't continue on the conversation. He kind of looked like a little bit shocked
to see
her.
I think he's scared of her.
Really?
Yes.
Nima? Yeah.
He is a little bit. And by the way, it is Lizzie. It's Liz. And
You're friends with her.
But so
hi, Liz.
That was really high pitched. Yeah, she was saying she loves watching us, you guys, and she totally gets in the live chat. She's always like up and up on us.
Thanks,
so
Liz.
Thank you so much. See, we're telling you, we will shout you guys out. Like, make sure you know. And she sent me a DM, and like, my stuff is private, but if I see that you're not a crazy weirdo, I will respond. So sorry, go ahead.
Okay, so
here we should go. I know this is gonna be good.
Okay. I mean,
you know what? I'm actually feeling kind tonight, so I'm not gonna go like too in. But clearly, this woman is like really high off the ganja. Okay, so first of all, those tweets were completely out of line.
Yes.
And just for those of you out there, you're going to have to look it up yourself because they were actually way more explicit than that. Yes. We gave you the PG version, okay? Mm-hmm. I could tell that was like the straw that broke the camel's back for Nima. Like,
oh, yes.
Completely done.
Came for the family.
Right. You come for the family. And then, I mean, the fact that she used his sister in there to make that description.
Dirty.
That's disgusting.
I had that visual too.
Like, I'm like, wait a minute. Like, you just like, she implemented everything. Family, incest, just everything in there. It's like, what was she on? She had to have been on something.
I don't think
to say something like that.
I don't know.
But see, what I want to know is what led up to those tweets. Yeah. Like, did they talk about that?
No,
did they go into detail? He said nothing. She just went out of nowhere.
Yeah,
I don't believe that. I'm sorry, guys. I don't. I think something happened behind the scenes.
Send us a Twitter.
Maybe they were texting each other back and forth. He may have said something that
triggered her. But you know what?
She just went off.
I disagree, though, because Destiny went in there with great intentions.
Okay.
Yeah. Didn't go off.
That's true.
And she immediately, what did she say to her? She basically said,
You came in really heated, and all this energy that you're bringing. And it's like, what are you talking about? She came in concerned for her.
That was so much love and consideration and like good intentions. And she just totally flipped out on her. And we talked about it last time. And we said, that was us. Like, we would totally be like, especially you and I, we're like, oh no.
No, we're not putting, no.
No, that's not okay.
Right. I mean, but the smallest things trigger her. So what I'm saying is I personally don't feel like she just blurted that out. Maybe he said something not realizing what
you look
triggered
today.
Maybe. I don't know. But
you never know with Gigi. You don't know how she's going to wake up in the morning and her reactions are... You just don't know.
You don't know.
Do you think
that's what's concerning.
Yeah. Do you think it also could be... You know, she's always talking about how she's playing him and how it's easy to manipulate him. And I feel like she knows that she has, like, that grip on him. Mm. So I feel like she feels that she has the right to go on and, like, tell him those things. And he usually takes it because he's, like, so in love with her that supposedly he says. Uh-huh. And then he becomes scared of her because he'll, like, do anything to please her, I feel like
that's why it kind of works. Because she wants that with him and he wants that with her. He wants a dominance.
I think maybe he was into it, really. But once she started saying those stuff, I think he was like, "Oh, hold up!
Oh, I didn't realize you was that." It's like, okay, you're a little kinky versus like S&M.
So maybe she was right whenever she said, "You're all talk, like you're not down. You're all talk."
You know, I feel like she was teasing him. Right there.
They both were teasing each other.
Yeah,
but he made himself way too available.
Well, that's true. Yeah,
right. That was just too much. You know, they also mentioned the fact that she's been smoking too much, you know. Like you said earlier, do you think that she's smoking too much? I mean, she was high as a kite when she was there at the reunion. Like, do you think that's a factor in, like, her behavior?
Yeah. Absolutely. I think it's messing with her chemical. She has, like, some type of chemical imbalance, I think, is happening. I'm not saying that to try to be funny.
I totally agree. I 100% agree. Well, MJ said she said you can't feel, you know, life.
Right. You're so high. Yeah.
You're so high.
And she was high last reunion, too.
Yeah. Well, she said herself, I'm high all the time.
Yeah. And she had that panic attack. I mean, that's unfortunate because, like, I get it. She's taking it instead of meds for her RA. Mm-hmm. And her, the awful thing is, like, hearing her say, like, oh, my mom turned me onto this. But at the same time, I'm like, that kind of sucks because, like, her mom means well. But at the same time, like, that's not necessarily, like, the best thing for her, you know, to an extent. Like, maybe some CBD, you know? Like, and I get it. Like, I have joint issues. So I tried CBD once. Oh, no. Because I'm not a pot smoker. But I tried CBD once. And it was even that I could feel it. And I was just like, oh, no, I can't function on this. And it's not supposed to have, like, you're not supposed to have a reaction to it, but, like, everybody's so different. And that's what I'm saying. Like, her reaction to this, it might be good for her physically, but, like, mentally, it's not good for her. And, like, you know, maybe she, you know, with her company, maybe she can find some sort of strain where she can, you know, get, you know, like what CBD's doing, but maybe a little stronger and not the high effect that messes with her mental state, because let's just say it makes you look a little crazy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I hope.
I think she might know that. She just likes to.
She definitely loves.
Yeah. For sure.
I wonder if she watches these episodes and she like thinks to herself like how embarrassing. You know what I mean? I mean, she was cracking up a lot about the Woosaw thing. She has a good sense of humor about like that. But like when you watch something like this, like she kind of got really, you know, they talked about a lot of the nasty stuff that she did. Like, do you feel bad? Do you feel like empathy? You know, I don't know. I'm wondering.
I feel like every season there's something going on with her. And I really thought coming into the season that we were going to see a different side of her. And it kind of started that way.
It did.
And but this like episode specifically just really made me think about old Gigi.
It did.
And Loch Nessa. And it was pretty... It was disappointing.
It was.
And then also the fact that she said she's trying to have a baby, but then control.
Right.
I'm like, how is that?
When she said that, I was like, no, girl, you can't have a kid right now.
I was like, oh. Yeah. I mean, a child is a blessing. But.
Oh, yeah, of course. I just want to, with the whole baby stuff, because, you know, she brought up the fact that she's going to get herself pregnant. I know that sounds weird coming out like that, but did you notice her reaction when MJ announced her pregnancy? I was sensing some type of a little bit of jealousy there. I don't know.
It like, almost reminded me of MJ when Asa announced her pregnancy, and that's what I wrote here. And I said to myself, like, oh no, she's doing what, you know, MJ did to Asa, but then she's really trying at the end and saying, like, you know, she'd be an amazing mother when her own mother wouldn't say that.
Andy didn't even bring up the fact that Asa was, like, the whole conversation between Adam and Asa. And then he didn't even bring up the whole thing of,
you
like...
You better write a letter, girl.
Because everybody always, even in our comments or certain people that I chat with that watch House of Sunset, they're like, oh, I miss Asa. Like, they always think about Asa.
They do.
So it would have been nice to just incorporate her or have that conversation. But
MJ did say that, you know, Asa was just there just for the show. You know what I mean? I mean, she's living the good life right now. She's married to a Jackson.
You milk it. If you're on the show, you milk it. You milk your business. But I think that's your brand.
Yeah, but I think that's why she's probably, you know,
she got what she wanted and then she left.
Yeah, she took off. And, wow. And no, I'm not even mad about it. Like, you do your duty. Like,
you do you, boo. Do you. Boo.
So then we move on with Mike. Oh, Mike. Yeah. Can I just say his facial expressions alone had me laughing the entire episode.
I kept watching his face. I'm like, are you permanently mad?
So, no, but he was smiling a lot when there was, like, someone being, like, called out or, like, you see someone, like, in their demise and he's like... like Chester the cat or something.
So he's got an evil look on.
Yes, he's just too much. They brought up the fact that he and Morgan, you know, they broke up, and that the reason why they broke up was because he was not being an honest, true man to her. And she was like, again, we all know this. We're just kind of going over it all over again. Basically, she just told him, like, I'm going to kick rocks because you're not serious.
Yeah.
Do you think that he, I mean, in the episode prior to this, he's talking about respecting women. Do you see him respecting women? Because it's like, there's Morgan, he brings up Jessica, he talks about destiny, he talks about,
What kind of question is that? No, Chris.
No, I want to be fair. Like, he talks about, I'm making my case because I don't, but he talks about destiny and outing her, you know, on the Jeff Lewis show. I mean, it's just like... shade after shade after shade.
Oh, it's shade. But then he's like, but I love women. But I respect women. It's shade for, like, you know, gay people.
The fact that you have to say that out loud. You know what I mean? Like, you don't really have any true respect because the fact that you had to make that statement. Right. And I want to go into real quick about when they played that tape, okay, of him on the little, you guys are funny, on the radio show and him, you know, outing Destiny. Y'all, I'm so disappointed. I don't know if I can bring that up right now. But
bring it up, girl.
Okay, so she obviously clarified what she likes and what she's into. Clearly, my last week's prediction was wrong. You guys, I felt so confident in my prediction. You editors are really good. That was very deceiving, okay? But anyway, yeah, I, you know, Destiny made a good point when, you know, when it comes to Mike, it's like if someone doesn't like Mike, there's something wrong with them. Mm-hmm. They're either gay or they have issues or, freaking Mike. I don't know what else to say at this point. Like, you're such a character.
Yeah, but Destiny just put him in his place again.
Oh, yeah, she did. Yeah.
I loved, that was my favorite part. And I know I'm skipping ahead, but that literally, the fact that she was just able to defend herself, she's like, first off, thank you. It's an honor. Mm-hmm. Or what did she say?
A compliment.
Like, it's a compliment. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I did not see that coming. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, she's like, I'm talking to three different guys. Like, please.
Like, he rolled his eyes like he didn't believe her. I was watching his reaction the whole time. He's such a narcissist. You are so into yourself.
I mean, the fact
that
he was even trying to convince Reza to, like, help her get outed. And, like, that's too much.
That's a low blow. Well, he does a lot of low blows whenever he doesn't get attention or he doesn't get his way on anything.
It's almost like he tries to hijack people's situations and, like, try to, like, fix them the way he thinks it needs to be fixed.
Well, I think it's his way of deflecting from his own personal problems.
Yeah.
I know people like that where they don't want to show they're doing bad in their life. So they're going to out you in any which way or form, even if it's not true. Yeah. And that to me is like the most disgusting and nastiest person that you could ever imagine. And that's like not a person that you can trust ever. Yeah. You know, I don't think he's a awful person. Like, I've seen way worse people in this world, but like, that's like something he should definitely work on. Like Destiny said, he worked on himself. Like, work on that, Mike. Like, that is a bad attribute to have. Like, you will never grow. Maybe when he has kids, he'll like get over this.
Maybe he keeps talking about it.
Yeah, maybe he just needs to have a kid, pop one out, and then he'll know. He'll understand. And a daughter at that, you know.
Oh,
yeah.
A daughter at that, you know.
Yeah. Quickly, I'll just talk about him and Reza's bromance. Do you really believe that those two have like this like bromance that they claim to have? I don't know if I necessarily believe it. Oh, the silence. The silence speaks.
I want to say yes, and I want to say no, because sometimes I wonder if it's on screen, like a bromance just on screen, because I don't know. Even on social media, I don't see them like that close. Like, I see Reza and MJ all the time.
Yeah. And she even talked about it.
Yeah, and you can feel that like genuine connection. But when I look at Reza and Mike, I still don't feel it. Like,
do you think that they're maybe like holding on to, like, have you ever had friends that you were friends with forever and then you guys like grew apart, but you're still friends just for the sake of being friends? You think it's that?
Yeah.
But then it gets to a limit.
Yeah.
Because then it just breaks apart and then you just both accept it and then you just move on.
Yeah, I don't think they're there yet.
I don't think
they'll ever be there, to be honest with you.
I think Reza still feels unappreciated by Mike because he does so much for him.
Yeah. Watching back that episode where he stands up at dinner and he's like, Mike, Reza goes off on Mike, I literally was like, God, I don't remember it being that intense. That was intense. I felt that anger and that, like, that's why he did that. That's why he outed him. I think he outed him because he wanted him to feel, like, bad because he hasn't been a good friend. He hasn't been – and I don't know. We're just seeing what we see on TV. Right. You know what I mean? But, like, that's what it seems like to me. I'm glad that you ladies saw that too, because
I just think Reza was stroking his ego and that's why he was getting so close to him and then kept on complimenting each other and it was like this whole thing that
come give me a hug. Yeah, come here, I love you.
And it's like it's
kind of Chester the cat. I'm telling you, that's what he reminds me of. But you guys, we are now on iTunes. We are on Spotify, or we're now on Spotify. We are on iTunes. Mm-hmm. We would love if you guys would comment, subscribe, like, and also, you know, we're in the live feed, and you guys are always welcome to come join us. Is anybody talking in the live feed right now?
Not yet, but I know they will soon.
They will. We appreciate when you guys like subscribe and like and comment because it really helps us keep, you know, being here. And we love the shows that we work on. So I hope you guys do that for us. And we will definitely, if there's another season, we'll be back. So hopefully you guys subscribe so that you'll know that we're coming back. Right? Yes. So I sort of want to finish off with Destiny and Nima, I guess, because there was a lot of talk about Destiny trying to find her father. And whether her father would be watching this episode and maybe reaching out to her. I felt so much pain for her because I felt like she has such a good heart. All she wants to know is that her father is okay. That, like, there's nothing wrong with him. There's no, you know, I don't know. Like, I guess she just wants to have, like, this I don't even know. Closure or... I don't really understand it. I understand it, but I don't really understand it because I feel like if he wanted to be found, he would be found. I just feel for her, you guys.
She has genuine, like, there's genuine pain.
Yes.
And you
yes.
can see it the minute the topic is even brought up.
She just bawls.
Yeah. Yes.
And I can feel it. You guys saw me crying. Yeah. Like, I cried so many times. Like, yes. I can just feel it through the camera.
Yes.
Like, she's heartbroken. She's like, totally she said, there's trauma from that.
Yeah.
There's some trauma from her childhood that just hasn't been
yes.
dealt with.
Absolutely. You know, I wonder watching that, like, if there are any fans out there who do, like, search people for a living. I don't know what it would be called.
But let me know. If
they've tried to maybe help her find her father or, you know, have come across or know him or anything like that. I wonder if anybody's ever reached out to her about that. Like, I'm super interested in finding that out. Maybe, you know, I'll reach out to her again and see if she'll answer those questions. That would be great to talk about. But yeah, I definitely feel like this is a part of her journey and hopefully, I don't know, hopefully she finds her father, you know, because it seems to be like this is the only thing that's really going to help her move forward in life.
Yeah, it seems to be the big obstacle in her life and moving forward. And I don't even think she's going to have, like, a peaceful or good relationship with someone until she gets past that.
Yeah.
And that's why she's still, like, dating around. And I don't think she's going to be able to settle. Like, just in her mind, there's so many things going on. I don't think she's going to be able to do that.
It's, I know it's not the same thing, but it kind of reminds me of, like, when a child goes missing and the parent's like, I just need to know. I just need to know. I just need to know. You know, and that's what it reminds me of. Like, she's haunted by it. And that's why I think I feel so, like, bad for her, and she's so lucky to have Reza as a friend
and
the support that he gives, and he lends her, you know, his whole heart, you know, and
that's a relationship that you can really see that's very genuine, because he has been there for her every single time that she's met up with the investigator, and he cheers her up and is like, I'm there. I'm sure if she were to receive a call and said, like, your dad is here, Reza would drop everything and join her and just, you know, be a good friend.
Yes.
And everybody does need a good friend because it's hard. I'm sure, more than sure, it was really hard for her to open up about this topic, especially opening up to the world.
The world, you guys.
I can't even imagine that. Like,
no.
For me, opening up to, like, a friend is a lot.
Yeah.
And having a topic as, like, a parental figure. And so just to open up for everything, I'm like, wow, that's very courageous of her. And I commend her because it's tough. It's not easy. And you're opening up a can of worms. It's like, it's ever evolving.
Yeah, people are gonna judge and all that stuff.
And then it's something so delicate that you want your friend or family member to really listen to you and be there for you. And majority of the time, they're just not receptive toward it.
No.
And some people just brush it off, you know?
Why do you think that is? Why do you think we live in a society now that just is kind of like, oh, brush it off, you can handle it? You know, and it's so much deeper than that.
Because a lot of people are very self-centered and they just care about themselves.
Instant gratification. That's what I get from it, because people have like, oh, well, I just go on here and you'll find this and I'll buy that. And like everybody's looking for that instant gratification of like, feel like I want to feel better. I'm going to either drink, I'm going to buy something, I'm going to go on Instagram, I'm going to post. I want attention. So that's why I think people are like not being taught that like you have to work through the motions of things, that life is not about instant gratification. And that's why I think people are not open to that.
Okay, so you think, because I was trying to follow you there with the instant gratification and tying it with that. So what I'm understanding is that whole instant gratification kind of numbs.
Yes.
Basically, totally. Our ability to feel or empathize with other 100%. People.
Okay. Because all you That's see so is things.
Yeah.
And you see whatever Instagram or Facebook or Snapchat, whatever you see out there is what you see, and that to you is what's real. So how can you decipher?
Yeah, and a lot of the times too, so many people are so involved with themselves in their head that they don't listen to what you're telling them.
Yes.
When you're having a conversation with somebody, when you're having a conversation with someone and you know that it's something serious, a lot of the times people just don't listen, and then they just go off onto something that they have in their mind, or they switch it up to themselves, you know? Yeah. So it's, I've been there. I've been there. Yeah. And then as soon as that happens, I'm like, I know you're not a friend that I can trust.
Yeah.
I know I can't come up to you for these type of situations. Thank you for allowing me to know that. I'm moving on.
Which I noticed is kind of nice about this show is that no matter how much they fight, they always drop everything for each other, and they listen to each other, and they'll do anything for each other. And I like that.
Yeah, they are definitely a good example, at least from what we see, when it comes to loyalty.
Yeah.
Like, I honestly, you guys, like, when I watch how they drop everything despite what they go through, honestly, I'm a little jealous.
Yeah.
They do
have a great camaraderie, you know? They definitely love each other.
It's special.
It's a special kind of twisted love.
I don't know how, though, because I feel like they're very overdramatic.
I mean,
And me as a Latino, like, oh, my God, so overdramatic with everything. It's like novellas times 10. Like, but I let it go. Yeah. I'm like, peace out. But these people,
they love, and they love hard.
Like, peace
they
out. Hard. But I didn't really mean it. Come back.
Yeah, totally. Really quickly. They made fun of Nima and his like Persian, like, I don't know, like transition of
poor
like
guy.
Trying to be
That's what
Persian.
I was thinking.
I was just going to say, what did you think about that? Quickly
bullying him.
You could see that's something that really bothers him. Yeah. He's trying so hard.
I know.
So I'm really glad that he cleared that up with
Reza. I'm rooting for him, like, in life.
Because Reza really poked
him.
Yeah.
He's hilarious. I felt bad for him in that moment. Yeah. Like, that's really sensitive to him. You know what I mean? But
and he seems like a good person. Like, he seems like a genuine good person. Like, he's just... He doesn't maybe necessarily have, like, the best game. Sorry, Nima, if you're watching. But, like, I have so much respect for him after he stuck up for his sister Mona. So, you know, I wish you guys the best. And, so your favorite part really quickly? Let's talk about that special segment.
Okay. I know this is like really kind of just simple, but honestly, Gigi's reactions to everybody when they were talking her, like when the camera panned to her reactions, it just made my night. Sorry.
Mine was Destiny always sticking up for herself, defending herself, and being super confident. Love that throughout this entire season, actually.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. That was actually my favorite part, too.
Yeah.
And how she stood up to Mike and set him.
Oh, yeah.
Put him in his spot. Like,
yes, girl.
Put it in his spot. I'm gonna have to jump on that bandwagon. Yeah, that's probably my favorite too. And also the facial expressions of Gigi and Mike. Let me tell you, if walls could talk. So really quickly for news, basically I'm not gonna even read it, but basically in the news I read that Reza and Adam are going to go through with, like, selling the condo, and they're going to actually start, you know, looking to, like, have a baby with each of them, with the same mother.
Oh.
Each of them are going to have one child. And they want one girl and one boy, hopefully, but, yeah, they're going to go through with it.
They're going to go like through with it.
Isn't that great?
Wow.
That's great news, right? So congratulations, you guys. Like, we're so happy for you, and we hope that works out.
Season 8, please.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, please. Yay, come back so babies. We can come back.
Okay, so... predictions for next season.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
That's so great. These are so good. Okay. Sorry. What is your predictions for next season?
I think it's still going to be really focused, if there's a season 8, on Gigi, because that's what was really left without any closure.
Yeah.
So I think they're going to continue with Gigi's story, and I think it's probably going to be a lot about babies.
Yes.
Yes. Speaking of babies, just delving into more of MJ's pregnancy and then them having the baby and just us getting to see MJ's journey through motherhood.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I predict a lot of babies. I think Reza is definitely going to be in that process with MJ. And I think Destiny will definitely fall in love and we'll see a different side to her. And if we don't see her fall in love, can we at least see you go on dates? Like, yeah. I just want to see her.
Can I say something real quick? I'm sorry. No, I was kind of hoping Destiny was a lesbian.
What, you interested, girl? No,
I'm sorry. You just wanted to be right.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. Yeah.
Show to swing my way. Okay. I'm gonna say the same thing. Babies. Yeah, I think it's gonna be all about babies. Maybe Mike will have one. Maybe Gigi's gonna have hers. MJ's definitely gonna
have one. Yeah, exactly. She's the only one with a ring on her finger. Right. So.
Well, this was a wonderful season. I'm so glad that we were able to have this season with you ladies.
It was a great season.
And, you know, I'm going to miss this panel, but I guess this is it for, you know, Charles' Sunset season finale.
No,
I'm super emotional too.
Don't get me started. I'll make fun of y'all. But anyways, please. See, that's love right there.
She really is crying.
Tell everybody where they can find you, lovely ladies.
Okay, you guys, it's your girl, Nicole. I'm going to miss you guys. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at TheRealNicole, and that's Nicole with the Y.
Thank you guys so much for watching. It was a great season. You can find me on all social media at DanyaMarie9.
Thank you all so, so much for watching this season and joining us in our conversation. My name is Maithe Creo. You can find me everywhere at This Is Maithe.
And I am your host, Crystal McLaughlin. You can find me and my clumsy self on all social media at Crystal823. That's with an I, not with a Y. And also, we are on, me and Maithe are on Will and Grace on Thursday nights at 7 o'clock. And we will be doing Southern Charm when that comes back in season.
Yes!
So I hope you guys tune in to that.
I can't wait.
Yes, we cannot wait. So thank you so much. From the bottom of our hearts, ooh, for tuning in and commenting and just being a part of our lives. We really appreciate it. Until next season.
Bye. See you later. Guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.